British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Before we get started, I'm just going to warn you that today's update, as you listen on, you might think, oh my God, these guys are losing their minds. I can't refute that. If you feel that way, I can't say anything. I can't say no. Just please don't judge us too hard, and I love you. Bye.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam. This is your host, Eric Nam. Thanks for joining us today on this amazing day. This is not a normal episode of K-pop Devok. This is a mini weekly midweek update. I don't know. I need a better name for this. A Devok update. I don't know. If you guys are listening to the regular show, I have friends who have taken over it. This week it's G2. We've had Kevin, Amber. We have some more friends coming on to take over the show. Hope you guys are doing well. This is K-pop Taebak in the times of isolation and coronavirus and all this craziness that we're going through. But, you know, I feel like we're adjusting. How are you guys doing? I'm adjusting okay. I think I'm well adjusted, and I hope you guys are well adjusted as well. Let's see, what do we have to talk about today? What have I been up to? We have a new show. It's called Commit or Quit. It's out. It's on Fridays. And thank you guys so much. We got it to the number one spot on Apple Podcasts for the TV and film spot. And it's top 27 shows across all podcasts. All podcasts. All thanks to you guys. We did do a giveaway kind of thing where if you went and left a rate and review and screenshot and sent it to us, you are in the running to be in a Zoom party call with us, me and the non-bros. So those just got announced Wednesday. I don't know, we'll probably have more stuff coming up like that. So stay tuned to our socials and be sure to join my text messaging list. If you're in North America or Canada, you guys can definitely do it. I can give you the number real quick. Ready? It's a US number. So it's 1, okay? area code 213-267-7391. I'm sure many of you already have, but just in case you haven't, if you guys are not living in the States or Canada, it's fine. We have other means of messaging. We have social media, so thanks for connecting with us. Anyways, all to say, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Thank you for getting us the number one spot. We have probably some guests joining us soon. We're going to be doing Sky Castle tomorrow, and then I think we're going to do a crash landing on you after that. I think that's just the general consensus. So I'm going to start watching that as well. Anyways, enough about that stuff. What else is new? I am working out a lot and cooking a lot. And for the first time the other day, in a long time, I actually ordered food in. Like, it feels crazy that like ordering food in is such a natural thing for people to do these days in many parts of the world, especially in Korea. 배달 음식, right? It's so easy. It's just a click away on your phone. But we ordered food in and we had Chinese food because, you know, you got to support your local Asian restaurants and Asian family businesses, because I feel like they're highly, highly, deeply affected by COVID-19. Not only because COVID is bad for the economy in general, because they're at the receiving end of a lot of hatred and a lot of racism. And so you got to support them if you can. So I don't know. We've all been, my brothers and I and Brittany, Eddie's wife, we've all been kind of sitting here reading up on like, how do you stay safe from coronavirus germs? Like when you get groceries, what do you do? So like, I don't know if you guys do this, but like we've gotten to the point where we're so like kind of paranoid that we'll have like disinfectant wipes and we'll wipe down every single piece of like grocery or plastic that comes in, all the packaging. We'll wash it down and then we'll store it. So we ordered this food, right? We ordered Chinese food. We got so much food because we're like, you know what? This is the one time we're going to order food. We might as well get enough for to last us days. So we got a bunch of dishes. We got, you know, mapo tofu. We got braised eggplant. We got, you know, kung pao chicken, even though I'm vegan. We got pork fried rice, even though I'm vegan. We got shrimp, walnut shrimp, even though I'm vegan. And even though I'm vegan, I ate all of it. We also got scallion pancakes, egg drop soup. Like, we got everything. And we're like kind of go big or go home, right? So we ordered it and we're like, this is going to last us days. And it has. I've had it since I ordered it. I've had Chinese food once a day for the past like 2 or 3 days. Just having a plate and just having little bits of it with rice. So good. Anyways, so this dude, the delivery guy, shows up, right? Typically when we get stuff delivered, we just please leave it at the door and you can leave. But apparently I had to sign for it, like give him a signature. And so I look out the window. And by the way, this is... there, I'm not critiquing or I'm not making light of a situation. It's just shocked me how different our world situation is. The living realities are, right? So he's shown up. This is at night. So this is probably 8 p.m. So it's dark. This man is wearing gloves, a mask, and a bandana, has a hat on with sunglasses. And I'm like, dude, like, you're doing it right. But at the same time, I was like, wait, this is the first human I've seen in weeks. And I was like, hold on, please hold on. So I was like running through the house trying to find a towel to make a makeshift mask, finding like some form of glove, right? Because I have to sign the pen and grab all this stuff from him, putting on Brian's sunglasses. And I felt absolutely, absolutely crazy. But then it was like, man, is this our new reality? Is this just the way that we have to be now? And first of all, thank you to the delivery man for delivering such delicious food. I think that's something that we definitely have to give props to. Our people who are like working still, who have to work, who are considered essential workers and our medical staff, our people at the front lines, thank you so much. And again, none of this is to make light of any situation. I think it's just... as I'm processing this, I'm just letting you know how I'm processing things because it's different. This change stuff is kind of, you know, it's stuff that's going to affect the way we live in the future. And it's stressful right now and it's serious right now. But taking a step back and trying to say, that's an interesting way to think about it. Or, is this our future? It just, you know, trying to make sense of the entire ordeal. So anyways, we get the food, we bring it in, we then wipe down all the plastic, all the containers, and then everybody takes a plate, we get what we want on the plate, and then we all put it into the microwave. Because apparently, according to everything we've read, that's like the surest way to at least decrease any chance of having any germs on it. So that's what we did. I don't know. It is kind of crazy, right? Like, this is kind of the way that everybody is. I'm hoping that, like, right now it seems crazy, and maybe in a few years when people have some sort of immunity or if we have vaccinations and we have proper treatment, like, this is not the way we have to live. This is not the way that we have to interact with people, because it does really feel very far away and impersonal and kind of, I don't know, kind of crazy, right? It's all new to us. Even, and if you're a big fan of mine, like, you guys know that I'm a germaphobe. Like, I'm terrified of germs. So any excuse I have to wash my hands or do anything, even before all this COVID stuff, I'm washing my hands. Now I'm like, haha, I told you so. You should have listened when I was telling you. Now it's everybody's doing it. Even as a germaphobe, I feel like there's so much effort that's going into it, which is the way it should be, but it's just weird. It's like weirding me out. Anyways, I'm rambling, but that's the point of this update. It's just me rambling. Anyways, so it's fascinating. This is kind of our new reality, and we're all adjusting, and I'm curious to see like how this affects the world, and I think everybody is, and it's going to be different, but I'm sure that when we're through it, when we get out of it, we're going to be stronger, we're going to be more unified, I hope, and it'll change the ways that we interact with each other, but just as much as there is change, I think there'll be new technologies and new ways for people to process things, and so hopefully, you know, it's a net positive. That's the only thing I could think of. Just like, let's try to look for the silver lining. Let's try to be positive. Let's try to be as optimistic as we can. So yeah, that's where I am in this process. Sorry, this is a really long ramble. Should I just shut up? Probably. Instead of me rambling now, we're going to try something where I'm going to teach you some Korean, right? I'm going to teach you some Korean. If you guys have phrases or things that you want to learn, go ahead and leave them in like the review section or send us a message somewhere on like Discord or on Patreon or on Twitter or whatever, like things that you want to know how to say or phrases or whatever. And I can teach it to you in Korean. So today, to celebrate this Korean language lesson, we have Brian Nam here who wants to get a one-on-one tutoring session. So everybody, please put your hands together in your isolation room for Brian frickin' Nam. What's up, Brian?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, as we all are in this current environment, you know, just hanging out.
Well, Brian, you know, a lot of people are like taking up new skills or learning how to like knit. They're learning how to
fish,
speak new languages, fish, make Taiguana coffee, which is just ridiculous to
me. People are learning how to cook.
Right.
I learned how to.
What have you learned?
I learned how to make a taco.
What? Yeah. No, you didn't.
Remember we made tacos?
No.
That one night, like 2 weeks ago?
You did not make those tacos.
Yeah, I didn't make the tacos, but I did stir the pot. Literally stirred the pot, which I've never done before.
Brian's been experimenting with food, and it's the scariest thing ever. Like, you walk in the house, and it just everything smells of whatever he's burning.
Guys, here's a quick tip and trick. You want to put oil on the pan before you put it on the fire or on the stove.
Why?
I was trying to make eggs this morning and like literally nearly blew my face off. I don't know what happened, but I was trying to put oil in the pan and then just, I don't know, something just ignited and like it was actually terrifying. But that was this morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for that tip.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of learning new things, we thought that it might be good for you to learn some more Korean phrases, right?
Okay.
Is there anything that you want to learn in Korean? Any phrases? Anything that you have questions on? Anything you wanted to find?
I want to learn some commonly used slang amongst the Koreans.
See, I wish I knew any. I just don't. Well, I think it's weird because like I'm sure I use slang, but I don't know if it's slang or not because it's just everyday words for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's slang or not.
Well, that's kind of why I came here.
Oh, so, okay. So we
if you're unable
episode,
to teach me this,
I'm going
to
end this episode now. All right, guys. Thanks for joining this K-pop TikTok mini update.
I mean, we can teach everybody some basic words.
Like what?
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Annyeong. I need you to take over from here.
Dude. Should we do song lyrics? Should we do a topic? Like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. I think we should start with song lyrics.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let's pull up some songs. Let's see what we can do. Okay. We'll do this one. The song is called This Is Not a Love Song by me. It's my song, y'all. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready? Where do I start?
Why don't we start by giving everybody the proper resources to improve their Korean proficiency?
Do you even
as
know?
I have tried multiple times. Guys, the key is consistency, and I speak from not having done it myself but from what people have told me. So everyone should go to the app store. They should start by downloading Naver Dictionary. It's like the most comprehensive, just English to Korean, Korean to English, just like dictionary. So if I'm ever in Korea or I see anything in Korean I don't know what it is, I'll just pop it into the Naver Dictionary. Boom, it comes out, gives you some examples used in a sentence.
Yeah, actually I find it better than Google Translate.
Oh, yeah, way
better.
Because
Google Translate does not actually...
And they have, like, a bunch of resources as well. Like, if you go to the homepage, they have, like, all these different little things. Like, they have this, like, section called Today's Korean Conversation. So, for today, it says, 프랑스에 여행을 갔을 때 찍은 사진이에요.
What? Please pronounce that again one more time.
프랑스에 여행을 갔을 때 찍은 사진이에요.
찍은? What's 찍은?
Let's see.
찍은?
I'm gonna let the Korean pros.
이건 무슨 사진이에요?
프랑스에 여행을 갔을 때 찍은 사진이에요.
아, 찍은.
찍은 means I took a picture. So, 프랑스에 여행을 갔을 때 찍은 사진이에요. It's like, that's the picture I took when I was on vacation in France.
Wow, I'm so proud of you, dude.
And they have all these audio clips as well. And also, this episode's not sponsored by Naver, but if Naver is listening...
Yo, Naver, are you listening?
We are open to sponsorships.
We are open to sponsorships, y'all. We are open
to any sponsorships. Anyone out there looking to advertise anything, you know, your mom's knitting club, we're down.
Yo.
Just let us know.
I will personally read advertisements for whatever you need, y'all.
Anything.
Just we just trying to keep the lights on in this recession for Dive Studios, man.
Yeah, honestly, like, just let us know, like, you know, we are open to anything.
You got a flower shop? Let me know.
Anything.
You know, you sell baby powder? Let me know.
Let us know.
You sell wigs? Let me know.
Even if you don't sell anything, if you just want to sponsor yourself, we'll do it. We're desperate out here. It's desperate times. So shoot us a DM. And like, I don't know why, I mean, now I'm like really digging into this app. They got a lot of like cool things.
Is this something you usually use?
I use it for the dictionary part. I haven't actually scrolled, literally if you scroll down the homepage, there's an entire section called Study Korean.
Oh, interesting.
And they take video clips from popular K-dramas.
I'm on a bunch of those. Is it called Cake or something?
It's called V Korean.
Oh, there's like another thing where they like used all my YouTube videos of me talking in English and they translated to Korean.
Yeah, so it's called V Korean. And it captions really popular K-drama clips in both Korean and English. This actually reminds me of if you go on Viki as well. We're not sponsored by Viki, but Viki, if you're listening.
Viki, if you're listening. Or you, Netflix, if you're listening.
Anybody, if you listen out there.
Yo, Daily Motion.
Come through.
Yo.
We will do anything.
Yahoo Video Platform. Yo.
Anybody. If anybody.
No, wait. You guys. No. Brian, we're making us sound really cheap right now. We are high class.
We are. Oh. You're right. We hit a number one on the charts, but we still struggling out here. But yeah, if you go to Viki, like, there's like, I guess for really popular drama shows, at least for Sky Castle, when I was watching it on there, there's literally a mode called Learn Korean. And I'll caption the entire thing in both Korean and English. So you can practice your reading, your Korean reading, but then also just comprehension. So I thought that was a really useful tool. And then other things that I thought were really helpful as like just learning Korean. Guys, my Korean still sucks, but it's actually, it's gotten better because of applications. There is an app called Duolingo as well. We're not sponsored by them, but Duolingo.
Yo, if Duolingo, you listening, if you listening
come through, I know you got a podcast, you know, come over here. We can do Duolingo. A Korean podcast for you guys. Actually, we should do that. Should we hit up Duolingo?
Yo, Duolingo.
We can make a Korean podcast for you. But literally you go in, they have a Korean lesson. It's like daily lessons, teaches you spelling, vocabulary, everything. One downside is they require like a monthly thing, but there is a free trial. If you use Dive Studios, you get 10% off. Just kidding.
Until Duolingo hits us up.
But Duolingo, it could be reality. What else is there? No, those are like the two most popular apps. I've literally tried everything. Those are probably the most effective ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've tried Rosetta Stone. It ain't my... Jam.
But if Rosetta Stone's gonna sponsor Rosetta Stone,
Rosetta Stone, if you listening, we can promote you.
I don't know. I think that's enough for people to. You just went on like a 7-minute rant about apps.
I mean, I think languages are cool and like
okay. I'm gonna start fading you out now.
Hey, I will say
the only way I'm not gonna fade you out is if you start speaking in Korean now.
뭐? 뭐?
지금부터 한국말로 안 하면은
응? Alguesso. 아, 오늘 아침 맛있었어요.
맛있었어요? 뭐 드셨어요?
아, 계란이랑 빵이랑 샐러리이랑 케첩이랑 그 포크 같이 먹었어요.
포크가 뭐예요?
아, 포크는 fork이에요.
그 혹시 무슨 말씀하셨는지 지금 영어로 한 번만 알려주세요.
Yeah, I said breakfast was really good today. And Eric asked me, what did you eat? And I said, I had eggs with celery and bread.
Do you know what I'm realizing? It's like, it's not that you're bad at Korean. You just might be bad at speaking in English too.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You might just be bad at speaking.
That's probably it. There's just... There's this big lag time right now. It gets even harder when I'm trying to go to a whole different language.
All right. Well, Brian, do you have any goals for this isolation period? 혹시 이번에 이제 isolation, I don't know what isolation is. I think it's like 자가 격리 or something. It's like self-isolation. 기간 동안, 기간 is time, period of time. 꼭 이루고 싶은 목표나 그런 거 있나요?
You're just throwing big words at me. It's not fair.
꼭 이루고 싶은 anything you want to achieve, 목표, goals that you want to achieve. Brian, I'm walking you through this.
I'm working on like a...
한국말로 하라니까?
I'm working on a book.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
It's called Island of Light.
What's it about?
It's about like it's a bunch of islands. There's like there's a bad guy and he's just like trying to steal the light from all these villagers. All
right, guys. So be sure to check out Brian's book. Because if you don't check it out, nobody will check it out.
Yeah.
And that's about
a complete lie, guys. I'm not working on a book. But in real talk, I'm like waking up early, trying to eat healthy, exercising. Pretty much everything that you wouldn't be able to do on like when living your normal day to day. Because you make up excuses in your head. And you're like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
But now it's like all you have is time. So all those things that you wanted to learn or do before, like now's the time to do it.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can come back with like a more productive lesson, something that's provides a bit more value. I hope you, if there's one thing you took away from this, one source of value, download that Naver Dictionary app and try out Duolingo.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out a way to do like proper Korean lessons.
I mean, I do think that a podcast that teaches Korean could be really cool.
I mean, who's going to do it? Don't look at me. I have like three
I'm looking at myself. Right, I'm highly impressed by my ability to teach these listeners Korean.
Okay. If you guys think it's great, then go ahead. Leave Brian a 5-star review.
But we could find someone else to do it. Someone who maybe is a little more qualified.
Like Eddie?
Maybe.
Anyways, y'all, we got to head out. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope this, you know, short little update was a nice little distraction from what's going on outside. And please stay inside, wash your hands often, stay healthy, eat healthy, be healthy, think happy, and subscribe, rate, review, and we'll see you on Commit or Quit tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Wow, that was emotional, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's I love you in Korean?
사랑합니다.
Okay, that was so proper, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.